Previously on Paws and Tails.
Maybe now's the time to tell you the rest of my story.
I'm dying to know how it all turns out.
I hadn't one single thought except to destroy every bandit I could find. I paused for a moment to catch my breath. That was the first time he came.
Finally, I meet the great Goliath. An honor, sir, a real honor. I would like to make you an offer. I'm an emissary from Shadow Valley. We offer you Shadow Valley as your kingdom.
That would be satisfying.
About your friends, you'll need to leave them behind.
When I woke up, my 6 ministers were waiting for me. The most corrupt and wicked bunch that I'd ever come across.
The last stop on our little tour, sire, is for you to visit Ava.
Who's Ava?
She has been here the longest. She's a little...
crazy as a loon.
She is kept in the tower.
She's not entirely safe.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me!
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails.
I had a servant take me to Ava's room. It was like a twisted fairy tale. She was imprisoned in the highest tower of the palace. I was exhausted when I got there, and my wound was throbbing. Ava, I'm Goliath, the new king. Unlock it.
It locks from the inside.
I thought she was a prisoner.
She locks herself in. She's her own prisoner.
Do I have anything to be worried about?
From Ava? Without a doubt. Here, she'll demand payment. And put this on.
I'm not putting on a helmet to see an old lady.
Sire, I highly recommend...
Ava?
And don't turn your back on her.
Please, come in.
The room was quite nice, actually. Not at all like I expected. There were stacks of books and comfortable chairs, and it was a warm and comfortable room. I'd like to talk to you, if you don't mind.
I'd love to chat with you, dear. Come in and have a seat. Oh, you seem a little out of breath.
Thank you. I was told to give you this payment.
Later. We'll take care of that later. Your wound bothering you?
Yes. How did you... Do you have one too?
Oh, of course, dear. We all do.
Does it... get better?
Your wound? No. No, it never gets better. But after a while, the pain will seem... quite normal.
Does everyone? Did you get stabbed in the heart, too?
Stabbed? I don't have a wound. None of us has wounds. Why, if you have a wound, you will be weak. And if you're weak, you will be destroyed. I do not have a wound.
Sorry. Of course... you have no wound.
You must have questions. What is it that I can do for you?
I was told things about Shadow Valley. I was promised things that have turned out to be nothing but lies.
Well, of course they have.
But did this happen to you?
Certainly. It happened to all of us. Would you like some tea?
Sure.
Now, how did you get here?
I'm not sure. One minute I was...
My dear, you are sure. What did you do to get here? What terrible sin did you commit to get sentenced to this place?
Nothing. I was deceived.
Oh, of course you were, my dear. But then, you wanted to be deceived, didn't you?
I don't know.
Well, pretend if you wish. Were you promised your heart's desire, or did he promise to get you out of a bad situation?
Well, both.
Truly? Oh, you must be very special.
Oh, this wound.
If you say that to anyone in this palace, they will see it as weakness. They will take it as an opportunity. If you admit to your weakness, they will kill you in your sleep. Don't ever show them that you are weak.
Okay, I understand.
Now again, you must tell me what got you here. What sin did you commit?
I abandoned my friends when they needed me. I left them to die.
Betrayal? I see. And now you are suffering the consequences. Oh, that's the way it works, dear. That's the way it works.
So how do I make it right?
Make it right? You've betrayed your friends for power, wealth, and fame. I doubt there's a worse sin to be done.
He told me I needed to make a choice.
Did he tell you to embrace your pride?
Yes. Yes, he did.
My big, ignorant friend. Pride is just another word for sin. He told you to embrace sin, and you did. You turned your back on God. That is why you're here.
So, how do I get out of here?
Get out of here? You can't.
I am the king! There must be a way.
You are the king, but you are the king of sinners. You think that makes you powerful? You fool! It makes you the most trapped one of all! That's the way it works. Now let me get this straight. When someone implied you should give in to pride and your anger inside, then you let them run free.
Yeah.
Your friends you betrayed with a deal that you made. Now you say you're dismayed by your pure agony.
But my enemies had me. I did it to win.
Son, there are just losers when it comes to sin. That's the way it works, dear. That's the way it works. Sin can draw you in with all its temporary perks. Then, like a dagger in your chest, it turns on you and hurts. Yes, that's the way it works, dear. That's the way it works.
But I was sure there would be something to gain from...
Of course. There is something very satisfying about giving into such temptations. I know this well. Your pride makes you feel like you're somebody real. Oh, it has its appeal. I would have to agree. It seems worth the pain, which can dull, which can wane. Then it drives you insane. Take it from me. When you don't stop to think what it brings down the line, then there's just you to blame, and you will every time. That's the way it works, dear. That's the way it works. The cost of doing wrong, you think it's bad, it just gets worse. It tears your very heart apart, you'll get your just desserts. 'Cause that's the way it works, dear. That's the way it works.
I came to you in hopes you'd have an answer.
For what? Oh, yes, of course I do. If you want to heal that wound of yours, you must get right with God.
I must do what now?
You heard me.
And yes, it's true.
I don't believe it.
Yes, and how's that working out for you?
You're squandering your years with your anger and fears just to bring you more tears. I should know. Look at me. I've sung the same song, acting tough, acting strong. So you're making me yawn. You're just wrong, can't you see? You've lowered yourself to the end of your rope. With your back turned to God, I'm afraid there's no hope. That's the way it works, dear. That's the way it works. If you get right with God, you'll lose the pain that in you lurks. Till then, of course, you'll suffer with a case of the berserks. 'Cause that's the way it works, dear. That's the way it works. You don't have to hear me out, my son. I know I have my quirks. And how do you think I got them? 'Cause that's the way it works, dear. That's the way it works.
So how do I get back with God?
You need to be clean. Clean in your soul, Goliath. You must be forgiven.
So how do I get him, God, to forgive me?
Did you never go to church? You ask Christ to forgive you, and you will be forgiven.
Did you do that?
No.
No?
Look out the window, Goliath. Look. I'm Ava of Shadow Valley. I like that. Here, I am something. Everyone here reveres me. No, I've not asked for forgiveness. I have my pride, too! Ugh. Thank you for your payment. Guard! He's ready to go now.
I woke up in my bed with an enormous knot on my head. I had no idea how they got me down from Ava's tower. My wound was at least as bad as it was the night before. I was not getting used to it. But I was afraid of being seen as weak, so I struggled to get up and pretended that I was fine. As I sat up, I noticed a mouse staring at me.
Good morning. How are you today, sire?
Wonderful. Just wonderful. How are you today?
Wonderful, sire. I am Dr. Lubbock. May I take a look at your wound?
I have no wound. What are you talking about?
I care for the wound in most everyone in the palace. I never speak about it, and you have nothing to fear from me.
How do I know that you...
You are in great pain, aren't you?
It's sucking the life out of me.
May I see?
All right.
It is not closing up.
So?
I have never seen this before. Are you fighting it?
I don't know. I'm fighting everything all the time.
Fascinating. Everyone has always accepted their lot here. They give in, get used to it. It seems to relieve some of their pain. But you are not giving in.
So what does that mean?
It's just, there is something very special about you.
Sire, may I enter?
Yes, come in.
I will be back tomorrow. Good day, my king.
Good day.
Goliath, my king, if you are up to it, court is about to commence.
And, what happens in court?
That is where the judging takes place. The accused are brought in for justice. The king usually sits as judge, but in the absence of a king, Minister Vitten has filled that role.
What happened to the last king?
Most of the time we never know. They're just gone one day.
This happens often?
I am just a servant, sire.
I get the message. What is all of that?
A surprise, my king. Come and see. Your subjects, sire. Your adoring subjects.
I looked out from the balcony and saw thousands of my new subjects. This is my kingdom. My kingdom consisted entirely of criminals, murderers, and deserters. My subjects were worse by far than the bandits I came here to destroy. And I was worse than any of my subjects. It was the final and biggest lie. Of the things I hated most, I was their king. And we were all trapped in this valley together.
The next few weeks, my ministers educated me on the inner workings of things in my kingdom. How taxes were collected, who reported to whom, that sort of thing. Most of it was a bunch of lies. There were only three people I could get the truth from. Dr. Laubach, that crazy Ava, and my personal attendant Micah. About the only moments of peace I got were when Micah and I would go for rides together. It was the only time we could talk without fear of being overheard. So why don't my loyal ministers just kill me in my sleep?
Well, because, sire, they don't want to be king.
Why not?
Well, it's dangerous being king. There are always those who want the king dead. And they wouldn't be able to steal as much.
Oh, that's just great.
As long as things are going their way, and they can take as much as they want, they will be your devoted servants. Get in their way, they will indeed become your worst enemy.
As we rode, we came upon a part of the valley I had never been to before. We rode into the heart of the village where the poor animals lived. It was shocking. The animals there lived in shacks. There was filth everywhere. The air was filled with the smell of burnt trash and sewage.
I'm sorry, my king. I did not mean to bring you this way.
How did these children get here? Surely they didn't sin so badly.
No, sire. They were born here.
All these kids are here because of the sins that their parents committed before they were born?
My king, perhaps it's best if we kept on...
What'll happen to them?
They too wait for the swarm. We all wait for the swarm.
While I stood there, watching these dozen or so kids play in the streets, my heart sank. They were raggedy little balls of dirt and fur. These little ones had no chance and no hope in Shadow Valley.
Hey, mister, would you happen to have some spare change? I'm awful hungry.
Really? You look like you never missed a meal. You're a pretty big fella.
Schmidt, I told you you can't use that line. You're too fat.
But I'm gonna be hungry soon.
I bet you will. Schmidt, is that your first name?
No, my name's Cayenne Schmidt.
Really? Pretty spicy name.
That's why I go by Schmidt.
Sorry.
Forget him. He's a stiff. Come on, let's play. I'm it. Look out! Daddy's it!
Look out, look out! Get out of the way!
The kid scrambled away from Natty. He crouched and gazed around, choosing his prey. He slowly set his sights on poor little Schmidt.
No! Get someone else!
Ha!
Just knock it off!
Natty got little Schmidt pinned to the ground.
Natty, let me go!
Well, guys, what do you think?
Get him!
Mercy!
You okay, Schmidt?
It's always me. They always get me. And it's always no mercy. Always.
We should be getting back, sire.
I hate this place. I hate it.
just a child's game.
If only it was. We rode back to the palace, and as usual, I was greeted by my adoring and suspicious ministers. Even from a distance, I could see that there was something wrong with Minister Squeen.
There you are, sire. We were looking for you everywhere.
Care for the horses.
Minister Squeen, what's happened to your eye? Someone catch you with a left hook?
I was attacked. I'm fortunate to have survived it at all.
I'd hardly refer to one punch from a shoemaker.
Minister Witten, court is about to begin, is it not?
Indeed it is, Minister Squeen. I must be off.
Court?
Another day full of criminals looking for justice.
Perhaps you would like to sit in, sire.
If you have the time, my king, it would be an honor to have you sit in.
Actually, I think I would like to sit in, Minister Witten.
It is my great pleasure to welcome you, my king.
Anything going on today I need to know about?
Well, I'm pleased to tell you the tower is well underway. We are working on it night and day.
What tower?
Why, your tower. The tower that will get us all out of the valley, sire.
You've started building?
It's going along splendidly. Your drawings were quite extraordinary.
How long will it take?
6 months. 7 at the most. We're sparing no expense. The subjects are buzzing with excitement.
This way, sire. Court is in session. We are late.
Minister Witten Persides, arise!
The monarch of Shadow Valley, King Goliath.
Hail to the king!
Be seated.
The shoemaker, arise!
Ah, yes. You are the one. Minister Squeen, please join me at the bench.
It would be my pleasure.
So, my good friend, you are accused of physically attacking the person of the Ministry of Finance, Madam Squeen. How do you plead?
I did punch her in the eye, I admit that. But only after she cheated me out of my land. She lied, and then she stole everything I own.
I accept your admission of guilt.
A confession of the crime is duly noted.
That wicked woman has wealth beyond measure, and yet she cheats the poor to satisfy her greed. I demand justice.
Charming. I will mete out the justice in this court, good sir. You have been convicted, and I condemn you to your punishment. Take Mr. Smith, the shoemaker, away.
I demand justice! She took everything I had! Mercy! I plead for mercy!
Firstly, he's a criminal, but now it's all the worse. Now he's become truly annoying.
Guards! Hold on a minute. Excuse me, Minister Witten. What will be his punishment?
Well, sire, he will receive the customary punishment.
Which is?
They are going to kill me.
He will be executed.
Did she cheat him?
Sire, that is a matter that is totally irrelevant.
It is totally irrelevant. Order must be kept, or...
I wanted to give the old wretch a pop in the nose myself.
Sire!
As have we all, sire. But it is a matter of law.
Indeed.
Smith, the shoemaker. Do you have a son named Cayenne?
I do, sire. I don't know what will become of him. I beg for mercy.
As king of Shadow Valley... I pardon you.
Sire, that is not a wise course of action.
And if you say another word, I'll throw you in jail. Witten, write this down. And I fine Minister Squeen all of her lands and possessions.
You can't do that.
Guards, lock her up.
What?
And all of her land is now the possession
of Smit the Shoemaker. Are you writing this down?
Yes, my king.
And the wound in my chest throbbed as if it was punishing me. I knew without a doubt that I had made the 6 most powerful animals in Shadow Valley my personal and mortal enemies.
To order a copy of The Goliath Collection, Goliath, King of Shadow Valley, just log on to pawsandtails.org. The song, That's the Way It Works, was performed by Lucy Swindoll and written by Sandy Howell. Shadow Valley Part 2 was written and directed by David Carl. Music was by Tim Hosman, and our sound designer was Jerry Swofford. Paws and Tales is an Insight for Living production.
All right, Ned Cleaver of Wildwood reads legal. Take one. Ned, go.
Okay. Here goes. Copyright 2004, Insight for Living. No part of this program may be reproduced in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, without the written permission of Insight for Living. So don't even think about it.
That's a wrap.